If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench, and we're still talking college football because it makes me crazy, crazy, crazy. Texas is the new number one in college football. I'm in 16 years as they leapfrog the Georgia Bulldogs. Who struggled in their win in Lexington. The Longhorns moved up a spot from number two and got 35 first place votes and 1,540 points. The Bulldogs of Kirby Smart, who have been number one since the preseason, received 23 first place votes and 1,518 points. Ohio State got 5 first place votes and stayed at number 3 during an off week for the Buckeyes. Number 4, Bama, and number 5, Ole Miss, stayed where they were. And Tennessee moved up a spot to number 6, flip-flopping with one of their rivals from the SEC, Missouri. You know, the last time the Longhorns were number 1 was the middle of the 2008 season. They were there for 3 weeks atop the polls before losing a game at Texas Tech in early November that year. The Longhorns are now in the top spot for at least another week with a home game against Monroe up next. And Arch Manning is the quarterback with Ewers injured. Manning, of course, stepped in last Saturday against UTSA, the Roadrunners, when Ewers went out with that ab injury. And Sarkisian said it's not serious. He said there's nothing like being in the game. Playing in front of 105,000 people is not the easiest thing to do. I'm really proud of Arch. A week after the SEC became the first conference to hold 6 of the first 7 spots, the league repeated the feat. They're shuffling at the back of the top 10, with number 8 Miami and number 9 Oregon each moving up a spot, and Penn State getting back into the top 10. Here's how it looks from 25 down. It's A&M at 25, Illinois 24, Northern Illinois 23, Nebraska's 22, they're 3-0, Clemson's 1-1, they're 21st, Iowa State is 2-0, they're number 20, Louisville's at 19, 2-0, Michigan's 2-1, they're 18th. Notre Dame now 2-1 after their big win at Purdue, a blowout, they're 17th. LSU barely got it done against South Carolina on the road, they're 2-1, they're 16th. And Oklahoma's 3-0, they're 15th. Oklahoma State is also 3-0, they're 14th. Same thing with Kansas State at number 13, they're 3-0. So is Utah, they're in 12th. USC's 2-0, and number 11, they play at Michigan this week in the Big House. As I said, the top 10, Penn State 10, Oregon 9, the Ducks are 3-0, Miami 8, the Canes are 3-0, Missouri 7, they're 3-0, Tennessee 6, they're 3-0, Ole Miss is 5 at 3-0, Bama is number 4 at 3-0, and as I said, Ohio State 3rd, Georgia 2nd, Texas first. So you win and you drop from number one. It is not that unusual. It's the 94th time it's happened since the poll started in 1936 and the first time since Georgia and Alabama swapped number one back and forth for a few weeks back in 2022. The Dogs, who remained number one in the coaches poll this week, needed a second half rally to barely beat Kentucky 13-12 in Lexington, the same Wildcat team that was buried a week before that by South Carolina. That was the fewest points scored by a number one team in a win since Alabama beat LSU 10-0 in 2016. Kirby Smart said after the game, "I don't know how much this team found out, but I found out more about them than I've known to this point." Georgia has dominated the top spot in the AP since 2021 with 39 appearances. It's the first season as a member of the SEC for Texas to keep number one in the conference, where it has resided for 50 of the past 52 polls dating back to the start of the 21 season. Only Michigan has interrupted the streak of number one rankings by the SEC, which includes 10 appearances by Alabama. The Tide and Bulldogs are both off next week to prepare for a likely top five showdown in Tuscaloosa on September 28th. It should have voters thinking about who's number one then. BC joined fellow ACC member Georgia Tech in a brief stay after a long drought for those teams. The Eagles lost at Missouri and fell out of the rankings after moving in last week for the first time since 2018. Arizona is also out for the first time this season after getting whacked by Kansas State. Moving in for the first time was Illinois at 24, and A&M jumped back into the rankings at number 25. You look at the conferences, SEC has nine in, numbers 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 15, 16, and 25. The Big Ten has seven in, numbers 3, 9, 11, make it 10, 11, 18, 22, 24. The Big 12 has four in, 12, 13, 14, and 20. The ACC has three, number 8, number 19, and number 21. The MAC has one at 23, NIU. And, of course, Notre Dame's the only independent at 17. So you got ranked games this week, number 24 at number 22, Nebraska and Lincoln at Memorial on Friday night. Number 6, Tennessee at number 15, Oklahoma Saturday in Norman at Memorial. And number 11, USC is at number 18, Michigan, as I said, at the Big House on Saturday afternoon in Ann Arbor. And number 12, Utah, is at number 14, Oklahoma State in Stillwater Saturday, the first big game between Big 12 teams that counts in the conference standings. So there you have it, the AP Top 25 for this week. And let's go back to last night and think about what Kirk Cousins did. I guess that's why they gave him the $180 million. He looked terrible against the Steelers, the 36-year-old, in his first game, but he got rid of all that nonsense with a gigantic string of clutch throws in Philadelphia on Monday Night Football, and Hurts couldn't make those plays. Cousins did. He led a beauty, a drive in the last minute for Atlanta, connected with Drake London for a 7-yard strike TD with 34 seconds left to give the Falcons a stunning 22-21 victory over the Eagles Monday night. I hit the Falcons and the 5.5. Carver High hit Devontae Smith first tutty at plus 950. Also hit London on an anytime tutty. And Raheem Morris said Cousins went out and played important in the biggest moments at the biggest times. Those are the things you want to have happen when you have a chance to go out there and get wins. It was great to see what Kirk Cousins did tonight. Saquon Barkley had a great game, but he dropped a short pass that stopped the clock with a minute 46 left and forced the Eagles to settle for a field goal instead of a first down, and it gave Cousins too much time. Of course, he missed a season with the Achilles. He's back, and he shook off an uneven start to hit Darnell Mooney for 21 and 26 yards on consecutive plays during the final decisive drive, and then found London on a short pass to his right, and he torched Darius Slay for the tying score, and then Young Hoku put Atlanta on top with a 48-yarder. He had to kick a long field goal after London was flagged for an unsportsmanlike conduct. They did the drive in 65 seconds. Cousins was 5 of 6 for 70 yards on the final drive. He said that's how you put together a great season. When you have these games that could go either way, you find a way to have it break your way. That's the way this league is. So when you find those inches, you can really change the tail of the season. Hurts had his final pass picked off by Jesse Bates III to seal the deal for Atlanta, and their sideline went crazy. The Eagles are now 1-1. They went ahead on Hurts 1 yard tush push score with about just under 7 minutes left. Barkley had 95 yards on 22 carries in his home debut at the link for the Eagles, but his drop provided the Falcons with the door being left open, and then Cousins went to work. That's what he got that four-year $180 million for. He finished 20 of 29 for 241 yards and two TDs. Atlanta's first TD was a 41-yarder from Cousins to Mooney, who finished with three catches for 88 yards. All huge plays leading up to the final drive. Cousins said, when you are down six, you can certainly go for broke, but we just tried to take what they gave us and move our way down the field, and we were able to get some chunks, and that basically got us down there low enough where the clock wasn't really our enemy anymore. Hurts was 23 of 30 for 183 yards, including a tutty, as I said, to Devonta Smith. And A.J. Brown was out with a hammy. Smith led the Eagles with seven catches for 76 yards and a score. Jake Elliott kicked two field goals for the Eagles. His 28-yarder with a minute 39 left made it 21-15. They were down six. Atlanta kept stalling out throughout the game in the red zone, getting three field goals from Koo before Cousins hit Mooney over the middle, and he got loose from Gardner Johnson and burned him and got in the end zone with a minute 21 left in the third quarter for a 15-10 lead. Cousins failed on the two-point conversion. Hurts had it all going during a second quarter TD drive, running with abandon for big plays as he used to back in 22. He spiked the ball, got a penalty, and it didn't matter. The bottom line is the Eagles were in control of that game, and then they weren't. Koo had field goals of 39, 22, and 34, and that last one was enough for a 9-7 lead in the third quarter, that 34-yarder. Sirianni said they made a couple more plays than we did down the stretch. We made some plays. They made some more plays. And that's on all of us. That starts with coaching and goes to the players. We are all responsible for this loss. Elliott kicked a 29-yarder with 4:31 left in the third for a 10-line lead. Bijan ran 97 yards for the Falcons. The Eagles stuffed him late on a 4th-and-1 at the Atlanta 39. Barkley was quiet until the go-ahead drive a week after he rushed for 109 and three touchdowns against the Packers in Sao Paulo. Eagles fans booed when the opening drive of the game ended with Barkley touching the ball. They went wild when he had consecutive 9-yard runs to open the second drive, and he had 40 yards rushing in the first half. Nick Foles retired and was there. He was an honorary captain. He led the crowd and chants, "Fly, Eagles, fly," whatever. The Dirty Birds were flying. They won the game, and the Eagles lose. So have at it. Nice job, Atlanta. It's Pharrell on the bench.